This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Coming back your way after the top of the hour news, we are devoting the entire second hour of the show to the upcoming political campaign, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. We're going to start out with the Democratic side. Our spokesperson for the Democratic side is a very, very interesting woman by the name of Helen Worley. Helen has had an interesting career. I want to tell you a little bit about that prior to what her involvement with the Democratic Party is. She's a retired media specialist in Canada. She also went into public affairs work. And then guess what? She was ordained as an Anglican priest. Episcopalian in the U.S., Anglican in Canada. Very, very interesting woman. She and her husband, Leroy, are good friends, I'm proud to say, of Kathy's and mine. Helen is very active in the Washington State Democratic Party. She provides services for her party in the Puget Sound region. Helen, tell us and our listeners, some of you obviously won't have to, tell us why you fervently support Hillary Clinton.
Well, thanks, Al, for that wonderful introduction. I'm just a Democrat who lives in Whatcom County, and I'm working my little heart out to get Hillary Clinton elected president of the United States, and most importantly, the first woman president of the United States. I have been watching Hillary for, 30 years, and have been impressed with her as she has been a pioneer in so many ways, from when she was first lady down in the South all the way up until right now when she's running for president. She's taken on difficult challenges working for children, working for women's rights. I remember when she was over in Beijing and came out with that, that statement that was just mind-blowing at the time, women's rights are human rights. I would be wearing my T-shirt, but you couldn't see it anyway, but I wear it proudly. She has been a pioneer. She is so experienced. She's so competent. She is the best qualified person to seek the office of president for decades, if not ever, and certainly is the person to be elected on this November 8th when we all cast our ballots.
Helen, all the messages around what we've been hearing from, I think, both parties have gotten a little blown out of proportion in some senses. What are some of the main policies and main issues that you think voters need to know going into the election that Ms. Clinton is trying to drive home?
Corey, I want to comment on your very astute observation, because the core issues, I think, have been lost and completely distorted in this horrifically just ugly campaign, which seems to have been based more on innuendo, and it's just so ugly, it disheartens me. And I come back then to Hillary being very steadfast in working for economic justice for all people, wanting to see the minimum wage raised, looking at how we can help families work and raise children with family leave policies, looking to improve upon what we call Obamacare, recognizing that now so many more people are insured, but yes, there are still things that we need to do. Her experience in foreign affairs in a very, very complex and difficult world in which we live, a world where there are very few clear-cut answers to anything because it is so complex. Just look at the Middle East. I mean, it is just mired in complexity. And a person who's had experience in foreign affairs, who understands diplomacy and also understands when sometimes diplomacy is not enough, but is always going to put the diplomatic means first, work with people, who does understand the meaning of the word nuance, that you do have to look into details. And you know what? When you come down to it, when I've been hiring people, or I've been on a search committee looking for people in very senior positions, you look at the person in the eye and you look at the individual, and there's no hesitation on my part. I look at Hillary, I see a woman who is very bright, well-read, continues to learn, continues to grow, who listens, and is strong in herself. She's not going to be swayed by the latest little wisp of wind, and who has a deep compassion. And it is her compassion for people and for families in this country which motivates her, and that is a motivation which I support 300%.
Well, she's got a great education. She's got great political background in the sense that she was a first lady. Obviously, there's the perhaps most obvious statement of the century there. Graduate of Wellesley and Harvard, if I'm not mistaken, or Yale, I'm sorry, was it Harvard? Yeah, Yale, and Secretary of State, and it goes on and on and on from there, New York Senator, etc. I would have to say that her resume certainly does look very good. There's absolutely no question about that, Helen. I mean, anybody who said her resume looks bad would just have to not be able to read, for lack of better terms. You know, people have questions about some of the actions that were taken, and we're going to get into that basically in our next segment. But at this moment in time, experience is really important, in my opinion, mm-hmm. for anyone who's seeking that office. And everyone has to say they have to agree on simply one thing about Secretary Clinton, and that is the experience is there.
Absolutely. It is there. And, you know, when you have experience, when you've done things, particularly in this day and age, everybody can go back, and hindsight is 20/20. We can do it with our own lives.
Oh, yeah.
But she's been out there. She's been in the field. She's stuck her neck out. She's done her job. She's done her very best with everything she's ever been given to do. And remember, she was elected twice in New York by an increasing majority the second time as senator, because she's a grinder. She wasn't always out looking for the headlines. She was down doing the work.
Helen, we only have about 2 minutes left here, but can you talk about how her experience will, I guess, as you would say, benefit her in terms of international foreign relations?
Oh, I'd be pleased to. Her experience will be an incredible asset for the country because, well, she knows a lot of the players, and of course players change, but she knows the countries, the system, she knows the background. She can keep track of all the various factions because she's worked in it long enough that she knows them, and somebody doesn't have to brief her every 10 minutes. She has established over the years a reputation internationally for working with people and working to better people's lives. And you see it in the travels that she made around the world. And you can look at different places in Africa that she visited, for example. And a lot of the unheralded work that maybe seemed tiny. And I forget, there was one person came up to her on a tagline, I think it was, and said, thank you for, I can't remember if it was mosquito netting, but it was something like that. So they had this great long conversation. And he said, you really did know all the details. She said, well, yes, because this was going to save lives. And it did. I had never heard about it until I saw it reported from the tagline. So she's done a lot of background work. She's done it under the radar. And she's also done it in the limelight. And people around the world know she can't be pushed around. She's strong. And she comes from a strong nation. She's a strong supporter of an effective and efficient and capable military. And she honors the people in the military, unlike somebody else. She has been supportive of them. So she goes with having her experience as a diplomat and a very strong support for, and having been in cabinet and been in the Senate and on various committees, knowledge about the military that other people don't have. And leaders around the world know she's got. And they can't pull the wool over her eyes.
Well, Helen, we are out of time for this segment, but we will be back next segment furthering this conversation. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're continuing our discussion with Helen Worley. Helen is a very active Democratic activist in the Puget Sound region of Washington State. Very, very compelled to cast her ballot for Hillary Clinton. She is giving some, I would have to say, viable reasons for why people should consider Mrs. Clinton. Having said that, we've got some interesting things coming out in the media today, Helen. The first thing that's coming out, let's take the most recent case. The most recent case, which just came out this morning, and we are recording this on Thursday, November 3rd. The FBI apparently is now taking a real hard look at the Clinton Foundation. I find that to be interesting because Chelsea Clinton, Hillary and Bill's daughter, is on the record last week as saying, Mom and Dad, you really have to be more careful. You can't do what you're doing. That was in the basically the major media last week. How would you address that particular issue?
Well, Al, the very first thing is that I've also just been watching the news, as of you, and there are all sorts of denials coming out of the FBI that they're doing anything. Mm-hmm. They did something back when that book came out and went that there was nothing. So I'm afraid that this is probably yet another innuendo thing that's just being slung out without any care for veracity. And that distresses me greatly.
As it should.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of my biggest concerns right now is that the institution of the FBI has been dreadfully sullied by the director's, how shall I call this? Oh, this is probably too strong a word, but I'm going to use it. Reckless sending off of a letter that just opened up a firestorm with nothing substantive in it. And I think the president commented very wisely, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, I'm not quoting, but when he talked about we deal with fact, we don't deal with innuendo and suspicions.
As you as you and I discussed yesterday, and I think you made a very, very valid point, and that point is the fact that the letter that the FBI released basically didn't say anything about Hillary Clinton being investigated. It simply said emails were going to be looked at. That's all. And I think the press took that, another great example of the press taking a situation, blowing it perhaps out of proportion in order to sell more newspapers. And I really believe that. Or sell more ad space, depending on, depending on the media you're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Al, I agree completely. Yeah, because you were agreeing with me. But, yes, that's right on. The way that the letter first off went out, which had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton's email server at all, was automatically labeled as having to do with that, with what I'm going to call the lazy media. Mm-hmm. And also the 24-hour news cycle, we've got to ramp up ratings, whether it's print or anything else. And I think that is another thing that is happening in this election in particular. It's just get worse and worse and worse about just leaping onto anything without stepping back and saying, just a sec, we have to check it. Now, it's decades ago that I was actually working, producing in an open line show, radio show in Vancouver. And believe me, the man I worked for, Jack Webster by name, made sure we knew what we were talking about whenever we went on air with something, especially when it was, there was speculation or anything. You have to know what you're talking about. And I just get very saddened by just the great leap to get a headline and get a story. And by the way, don't worry about the person whose whole reputation you are impugning.
Mm-hmm. Now, Helen, I think this is all part of a bigger issue that has maybe scared some voters away or made them reconsider their vote for Mrs. Clinton, and that is this private server. How do you feel about the accusations and the issue about her almost going above the law and having this server installed?
Corey, Secretary Clinton has said untold numbers of times, I made a mistake in having that private server. Okay? She said it. She has gone through so much investigation on that, and guess what? There was nothing prosecutable. There's an ad out right now of one of the reporter going through and saying, you know, there's 112 emails. Well, what that ad cuts off is the fact that, no, there were actually three, two of which were reclassified later and one which was misclassified. It is being, you know, I'm afraid it is being blown so out of proportion because they've got nothing else. The woman is competent. She's good. She's a strong woman. She's a hard worker. She'll do the job. She inspires hope. Well, we can't have that.
You know, I got to tell you, Helen, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing, and you know that. I can see you grinning right now. I'm laughing at the public, I got to tell you. You know, it is, I was told a long time ago, you never want to talk politics and you never want to talk religion. Well, guess what? Guess what I talk about constantly to anybody who wants to keep up a conversation. Number one is politics, and number two is religion. I've never seen anything so divisive in those two subjects. I mean, and this campaign is a great example. People really aren't looking at the facts. People are, I hate to say it, Helen, but they're letting the media lead them around by their noses. And that's something you brought up yesterday that I appreciated when you and I were chatting.
Well, I think also, Hillary has apologized to the server. She's been investigated 45 ways from Sunday about everything because she's been working for the people for 30 plus years and has a record. Her opponent comes out, says A and B, you know, A plus B equals C one day, and the next day says, no, I never did say that. And he has done this consistently. He's out there now just slandering her once again.
Well,
with no basis.
Yeah.
And I know there is rhetoric and hyperbole. And I know it's an election campaign. I've been through a number in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But
he is not being
called on those.
Yeah.
But she just, you know, flashes her eyes the wrong way. And they're all over it.
Yeah, I would have to say that I'm not sure that he's not being called on them. We were having that discussion last evening. Mm-hmm. But having said that, hasn't been called on them. I'm not saying I'm not sure that that's absolutely 100% correct. I think he has been, because I certainly have read a lot of things about that. But I have to say, in all sincerity, that my problem with this upcoming election is purely and simply the divisiveness. People are not looking at the facts whatsoever. And I want to close this particular interview out by just saying one thing, and I can't be stronger in this statement. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat, look at the hard facts. We're going to be right back and take a look at the Republican side of this issue.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back here to wrap up the KE Political Report. Just heard from the Democratic side of the party upcoming election. We're not going to hear from the Republican side. Brad Howard is a very interesting guy. We have a bit more in common than we thought when we first started talking. Brad does media relations for the Trump campaign in the state of Washington. Brad was appointed to that role in his part of the state by a guy who I used to know in Vancouver, Washington, Don Benton. Don is a very interesting man. I've heard numerous speeches from Senator Benton, and I have to say he truly is a good American. So it's funny how things come together. Brad, we want to hear a little bit about the case for Donald Trump. There is so much vitriol out there, so much hatred, so much anger, and that to me is so sad. Give us the case, and it, just starting out here, we're going to have you in two segments, so we don't need to get it all done right away, but why do you do media work for Donald Trump?
Well, let me start out with a clarification is that Senator Benton did not appoint me to this from the state. This is something that we did in Whatcom County, and so I just kind of evolved into that role locally. But so the question, why Trump? I can just give you my own personal experience. Donald Trump, when he started, the story is he came down the escalator and he announced his candidacy. And I started listening to him, all of his rallies on the internet and watching them. And I realized suddenly, this man is saying what I've been thinking. He made some very common sense appeals. And the first one was, if we don't have a border, we don't have a country. And I did some looking into it. Our southern border is so porous. Our Border Patrol agents had essentially been told to stand down. And there were two executive actions that basically led to that. One was called DACA, and I forgot the name of the other one, but they actually ended up in court. And I read some of those cases, and it was just astonishing. I heard in the media about, these children who had made their way to the border trying to get in and all this stuff. Well, I found out that in the first executive order, the definition of a child was anyone under 31 years old. And in the second of these actions, that was removed altogether, so a child was anybody. And as I found out about that stuff, what he said made more and more sense. And then he talked about NAFTA, and he talked about some of these trade deals. I remember when NAFTA was passed thinking, what are we doing? How is it in the national interest that we set up these trade agreements so that it's favorable to other companies or other countries to bring their products into the United States and unfavorable for us to export? That made no sense to me. And then over the past 20 or so years of NAFTA, we've seen that happen. We've seen our jobs and our businesses flee to other countries because of unfavorable trade negotiations. You look at our deficit with China. When I was in school, when I grew up, the definition of a colony was a source of raw materials for the mother country and a market for finished goods. And by that definition, we are being colonized, economically at least, by China. Mr. Trump started talking about law enforcement. Law enforcement in our country is culturally and through much of the media under siege. It just, none of these things that I'm hearing politically and culturally that seem to make sense, Mr. Trump picked up on, and he started hammering these points. We need a secure border. We need to respect law enforcement. We need to renegotiate these trade deals. So he got my attention early, and he has kept my attention up to this point.
Brad, when I listen to a lot of the media, and I live in Vancouver, Canada, so I'm hearing a lot of the mainstream media, but I also try to dive down into some of the, let's call it, not so mainstream media and get what I like to think is the whole picture. But unfortunately, to me, the message gets so muddied. Why do you think that is happening? I think even more so in this election.
Well, I've got a simple answer for you, and it comes back to trade, which I'll get to in a second, but in previous elections and in previous political divides in this country, it's been liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, so on and so forth. But now it has become one of national sovereignty on the one hand and globalism on the other. And so it's made for some very strange bedfellows. You see many crossover Democrats voting for Trump, and you see many establishment Republicans endorsing Hillary for that reason. And I think part of if not the majority cause of the media kind of slant, if you call it that, is number one, I think the reporters tend to be, the things that reporters know the most about is journalism. They've been to school for that. That's the one subject they don't write about. So they may be a little bit drinking their own Kool-Aid, so to speak. But more importantly is who owns these mainstream media corporations. And if you look at it, the New York Times, for example, is owned by Carlos Slim. He's a Mexican globalist. The Washington Post is owned by Amazon's Bezos, who is a globalist. Fox News, even, and the Wall Street Journal are owned by Rupert Murdoch, an Australian globalist. And so they are going to use their media empires in ways to shape the message to be most favorable to their political alignment, which is globalism, not American sovereignty. So I think that has a lot to do with it, who owns the media and what their agenda is. And I assure you they have an agenda.
Brad, something that I find interesting is when you and I and Corey were talking off mic, you mentioned that you were a staunch Democrat. You had 99% of the time voted for the Democratic candidate in any election that you were voting in. This time you abruptly changed your mind. Why is that?
I had in the past, I mean, it's very easy to fall into the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Mm-hmm. But I found in the early 2000s when George W. Bush got us into Iraq and some other foreign policy things that I think were disastrous, I was so angered over that I was not able to evaluate the Democratic Party for what it truly was. It often says some very nice, pretty rainbow unicorn things, but they're not true. It's actually doing some things that are very counterproductive and contrary to our sovereignty. And it's kind of like I woke up, starting with Mr. Trump. He was saying things in a way that got my attention. And then I started looking locally and regionally, and the Democratic Party has just gone so far left that it just doesn't make sense to me. The only people I hear that, in my opinion, making sensible political statements are Republicans.
Brad, some of the people that I've talked to down in the U.S. that for one time or another have really considered themselves pretty hardcore in either one party or the other seem to be having trouble with their nomination, whether it is a Republican or whether it is a Democrat. Why do you think that is this year?
I think because going back to the previous liberal-conservative Republican-Democratic split that is obsolete, that I think a lot of people have not most people I think probably have, but a lot of people have not fully grasped that change yet. So when I identify myself now as a Republican, it may be that some of my Democratic friends, when they hear that, they think George W. Bush. And that's not the case. Mr. Trump is opposed to some of the neoconservative policies that both George W. Bush and frankly, Hillary Clinton, have worked towards. I think it has a lot to do with that. And then of course, who knows? Politics is emotional to begin with. But if I had to pick one thing, I would say that it's probably friction between the changed political split in this country and the realization that has happened.
I think too many people don't realize that. When I want to bring this up, I want to recommend that anybody who's listening to this who wants a bit of clarification, listen to our show, which is archived on the internet at kereport.com for two Saturdays ago. Former Congressman Ron Paul, a good friend, was on the show for about an hour, and his opinion about the upcoming election is basically he's very anti-globalist, and he said, you know, there really only is one party. He said, Al, I want to tell you, Hillary is a much better Republican than Donald Trump is. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion about the Trump campaign, the potential Trump presidency with our friend Brad Howard. Brad does communications work, media work for the Trump campaign in the state of Washington. Brad, I want to ask you a question. A lot of people are disenchanted with Trump because, admittedly, he doesn't show particularly well. He has made some statements in the past in the debates that were, I think, a little bit uncalled for. Why did he do that, and what's your opinion on that?
Well, I can't tell you why he did that because I don't know what goes on in his head. I can only guess. But he is, he's his own man. He does things his way. He is obviously a multi-billionaire, and he has been very successful by doing things his way. And I think he probably doesn't have some of the, feel some of the restraints on voicing his opinion that probably the rest of us do. Having said that, if you look at his policies and you look at what he does, he's built a very successful company. He's created thousands of jobs. The first decision he had to make as a candidate was who to pick as a vice presidential candidate. And you look at Governor Pence, who I knew nothing about before Mr. Trump picked him. And you look at him, I mean, the more I find out about Governor Pence, I'm thinking, wow, what a decision. So nobody's perfect. I certainly wouldn't defend any of Mr. Trump's media gaffes, if you want to call them that. But if you look at what he does when he's serious, I think it's a fantastic mind that we're dealing with.
Brad, there's one thing that I find very interesting about Mr. Trump and his whole campaign is that even though he seems to rub a lot of people the wrong way, from all the reports that I'm hearing from his rallies, he's drawing huge numbers. Can you speak to maybe why he is drawing so many people?
Well, I would love to. I've been to two of his rallies in Washington State. He's been to three places here. He went to Spokane, and then he came to Linden. That was on May 7th, and then August 30th, he came back to Everett. The number of people who attend his rallies belies what we're being told by these media polls. He fills any arena he goes to, so often on a day's notice. It was Cincinnati, I think, a week or so ago. He had 20,000 people and thousands more outside who couldn't get in. When he was here in Everett on August 30th, I was volunteering there, and I've never seen such crowds. It was just lines of people that snaked back and forth, block after block, around and up and down and zigzagging. It was just amazing. And he filled that arena to capacity, which I think was 9,000 plus, again, thousands more outside who couldn't get in. I think he speaks to a genuine, he has tapped into something in America that the average person who maybe has felt turned off by politics, he struck a chord with them. People will stand for hours in the sun, in the rain, in the cold, whatever, to get in to hear him speak. And you don't see that depth of passion or loyalty for on Hillary's side. I mean, she draws a few hundred people at her rallies. She has a few hundred people watching on the internet, her streaming events, as opposed to the thousands and tens of thousands that and even millions that watch his events on social media. So I think he's tapped into something that people feel.
You know, Brad, I got to tell you, what I think is really interesting about this election is the fact that the Trump movement, which is what really appealed to me initially, not the man necessarily, but the movement, because there's a lot of very sharp people in our country, but there are a few very sharp people, quite frankly, who go out there and tell it like it is, who aren't concerned about not offending one group of people or another group of people if they know what they're saying is the truth. I think the thing that people are starting to realize right now, and one of the reasons that Mr. Trump may very well win this election, is I think the average American, certainly the average American living in Detroit, who used to have a good job at an automobile plant or what have you, they're fed up with globalism. Globalism, in theory, is an interesting thing in the sense that you help other people and you teach a man how to fish, as it says in the New Testament. But the fact of the matter is, you can't teach a man how to fish if your family is going to go down in the boat. And that's exactly, maybe that's a poor analogy, but the fact of the matter is, globalism is killing the United States right now. Look at the economic numbers that have come out in the past, since 2007, 2008. Abysmal. We're talking about maybe a 3% growth rate in GDP for the third quarter of 2016. But the fact of the matter is, I can almost guarantee you that number will be revised downward.
Well, sure. And we don't make anything in this country.
That's right.
And if things are financialized and you've got people chasing electronic numbers on Wall Street, what does that mean to the average American? I mean, this is a statistic. It comes from numbersusa.com, and this is from the Trump campaign. That one in four people in the United States, those are our fellow Americans, one in four people aged 25 to 53 are jobless.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think in your own life, think about people you know in your own communities that are unemployed or underemployed, or it's just we don't make anything. If you go to Walmart, you go to any of these big box, go to Home Depot, and I challenge you to go find something that's made in the United States. I mean, you can do it, but by and large, the mass quantities of things are made in China, India, Mexico, and elsewhere. And those are real jobs. Globalism has made poorer countries better off, but it's made the richer countries worse off. And, you know, you can make an argument about who your neighbor is, but my neighbors are Americans. And I'm unwilling, I think it's wrong. I think it's morally wrong to see our country basically sacrifice its own manufacturing base and its own level of income and quality of life of its own citizens for some abstract notion that, well, we have some moral obligation to ship our jobs to Indonesia, for example. I don't buy that.
Brad, you mentioned two characteristics of Trump that I want to quickly explore. One being the passion that he's showing, and the other being the successfulness as a businessman that he has proven over most of his life. How do you think that benefits the leader of the country?
I think Mr. Trump is so in touch with the average American and the average American's situation. He's far more in touch than any other candidate that I've known anything about in my lifetime. You know, he's called the blue-collar billionaire, but you look at how he's raised his kids. You know, he's a billionaire. They could have easily gone south pretty quickly, but all of his sons grew up working construction. He made sure that they did that. So his kids, they're billionaires, but they know how to operate a D9, for example. He has a connection with the average person. I'll give you an example. There was a meeting a few months ago here in a parking lot where someone had come up to bring us some supplies, some signs and bumper stickers. And there was a guy there from, I forgot where he was from, but he was a long-distance truck driver. And he told me, he said, I met Mr. Trump. I was at a job site. I think he said Arizona, and I was delivering some stuff, and Mr. Trump walked over, shook my hand, and asked me how I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has an affinity for people. When he was in Linden, those of us who had been working on the campaign, we were down front in front by the stage, and he had a bunch of dignitaries on the stage with him. And when his speech was over, he walked by and briefly shook a few hands on that stage. Then he immediately walked down the stage, walked across the dirt and up to the crowds of people who were who had been working for the campaign, and he spent a few seconds, a bit of time with each and every single person that was there, whether it was signing a hat, shaking a hand, autographing, you know, a button or something like that. And people leave with that sense of, okay, what's his time worth? I have a hat that he autographed, his signature on the bill of the hat. And after he did that and I was going home, I was thinking, you know, how many people in the world have striven to get Donald Trump's signature on a contract or something, and he gave it to me. I'll never forget that.
You know, I have to tell you, the thing about the Trump campaign, about the Trump, the man, and the movement, I guess I want to talk about the movement instead of just the man. I think the movement is very much in the camp of bringing America back to where it was. You know, we've had a lot of interesting presidents. We, you know, I mean, my favorite of in the recent years would I would have to say probably Harry Truman. That's not recent for a lot of people, but it really is for me. That's pretty much a real true American. Dwight D. Eisenhower, a very definitely with his experience in the war, a real true American. I think that Donald Trump separates himself, and this is not a decision necessarily, this is just a comment. Trump separates himself from Clinton in that the Clinton family really are a different class, represent, I would have to say, a different class. You guys out there, you've heard the Clinton story, you've heard the Trump story. All we can do is suggest that you seriously make up your mind and do.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.